Every now and then, you meet someone who just has this knack of serving you and blessing you in the most incredible way. They're not some great superstar whose name is on everybody's lips, but instead, they're a wonderful, silent servant who touches one heart at a time. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be back with you again. Today we're going to take a look at your gifts and abilities from a different perspective. Every now and then in life, you meet a person, someone, who has a particular gift to serve you. You can probably think of just a handful of people in your life who, you know, just serve you. They're the sort of person who, if you put them in a customer service role in a large department store or in a call centre, well, they'd stand out head and shoulders to the customers above everybody else. Their gift is to serve. These people are not only rare, they're worth their weight in gold. And as much as we value them, we don't recognise them in society. They're not superstars in terms of our superstar syndrome mentality. But we value them in our hearts. Silent servants. I met one on the 22nd of June 1997, and I married her. On the 21st of June 1997, I was a very sick little puppy dog. I had a temperature of around 40 degrees Celsius, which makes you really sick. It was a Saturday, and I was scheduled to preach and lead worship at my church on the following morning. Now, that means about an hour and a half on your feet, singing and speaking. Well, I have to tell you, I was in no shape at all to be able to do that. On the Saturday, I wrote the sermon about a minute or two at a time because that's all I could sit up. The next morning, I woke up and I was still so sick. I still had a high temperature, but I just felt that God wanted me to get up and go to the church and lead the worship and preach. And so I had a shower and I hopped in the car and very slowly I drove the mile and a bit up to the church. I went inside and I just knew that I couldn't stand up in this state. So we went into the pastor's office and a few friends laid their hands on me and prayed for me. Nothing happened. And then all of a sudden, one of the women, her name was Kim, she's English, laid a hand on me and she prayed for me and I felt the temperature drain out of my body from my head to my feet. Now, I wasn't perfectly well. I still had a cough. But I felt I could stand up and do what I needed to do. I did. I led worship. I began to preach. And about halfway through the message, middle of a sentence, I looked out and there was this beautiful woman. And I just felt God say to me, "That's her. She is going to be your wife." And unbeknownst to me, she was having exactly the same God experience from the other side saying, "He is the guy that you are going to marry." Well, one thing led to another. It's all history now. 6 months, we became engaged. And then about a year and a bit later, we were married. And before we were married, someone said to me, a wonderful Christian woman, she said, "This woman, Jackie, whom you are about to marry, will be able to help you in your ministry in ways you can never imagine." Now, I wasn't even involved in full-time ministry then. I had no idea what God had before me. Jackie's worked in all sorts of different roles. She's worked as a personal carer in aged care. Now, those people have a tough job and they get paid peanuts. You know, there's heavy lifting, it's messy, it's smelly, people with dementia who try and take a swipe at them and hit them, and it is a really tough job. And when she left her job, all the elderly people in the home were so sad to see her go because she just has a gift for working with the elderly and loving them and caring for them and being gentle with them. She went on to a role as a rehabilitation assistant where she was again dealing with older people who had hip replacements and were doing rehab. And it was the same. She was dealing with people in pain and she just had this ability to love them and care them and walk them from their bed up to the rehab unit and back again. And when she left that job, they were so sad to see her go. From there, she moved on to a large department store where she ran the bridal register. You know, when people get married, they have a bridal register at a store and then you can buy gifts from that store. Now, it all looks really wonderful and romantic, but the truth of the job is that it's a tough job. It's complex administratively. It's about bringing gifts together from right around the country and getting them in there on the day. It's a tough job. And she had this real client focus of looking after the couple that was getting married, making sure that everything went well on the bride's special day. There's a pattern emerging here. There's a gift. Here is a little person. Now, you will never see Jackie up on a platform speaking. You will never hear Jackie behind a microphone speaking. That is not her gig. Wild horses could not get her to do what I do. I have to tell you, wild horses could not get me to do what she does. And here we are in this great ministry, Christianity Works, where we're sending radio programs right around the world. We're building internet sites that tens of thousands of people come to each month. And if you happen to call our ministry on one of our toll-free numbers in Australia or New Zealand, chances are you'll end up speaking to Jackie. She handles the databases. She's so passionate about getting people's names right. She's passionate about getting the radio program CDs to the stations before the due date and making sure that when someone gives to the ministry, the thank you letters get sent out on the same day. She remembers people's names and their situations. She cares so much. She gets back to people quickly when they ring and they get the answering service. Everything you'd expect if you called a Christian ministry. That's what she does. She works long hours. She loves it. Her satisfaction is not in external recognition because nobody notices outside. Her satisfaction is in meeting the needs and expectations of listeners and supporters and prayer partners. She's got it figured out. I'm really good at this. I really enjoy this. I don't need to be a superstar. I love one-on-one just to touch people in the way that God made me to be. You know something? I reckon we've been duped. We've been duped by society into thinking that money and recognition and fame is where it's at. Yet when we exercise our gifts, the simple, everyday gifts and motivations that God has given us, it is such a joy. It is so fulfilling. When we put those gifts and abilities and resources and time into God's hands, God takes little people like you and like me and like Jackie and like Max that we talked about yesterday and like Joseph that we talked about the day before, and he has this amazing plan. You would not believe the number of people walking on this planet thinking, I'm no good at anything, I'll never succeed, yet they have this incredible ability, this incredible gift locked inside them. And we look at ourselves sometimes and we think, yeah, but my abilities are so ordinary. Of course we think they're ordinary because we live with them all the time. You look at someone else's ability, and I look at Jackie's ability to do what she does in our ministry, I think it's amazing because I certainly couldn't do what she does. But to her, it's ordinary. Our own gifts always appear ordinary. To me, getting up and speaking to 2,000 or 3,000 people, getting up behind a radio microphone and speaking to you, to me, that's ordinary because that's who I am. It's a joy for me. Just because we think our gifts are ordinary doesn't mean that they're not a gift. And it doesn't mean that when we put them in God's hands for him to use, for him to touch the hearts of other people, that he won't do that. That's what he wants to do. Not just bless us, but use us to bless other people. God sees us with the abilities that he has wired into our DNA. The Apostle Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10 that we have been created in Christ Jesus to do the good things that God planned beforehand for us to do. So kind of walk into them, to bump into them, because God's already put them in our path. Jesus picked disciples that were fishermen and tax collectors. They were bumpkins. They were uneducated. He took the ordinary, and with them, he did the extraordinary. You and I have gifts, and when we let him take the ordinary, he will take those and do extraordinary things with them. Yeah, it's a crazy world we live in, isn't it? And yet with all that's going on, there's one truth that remains. God is a God who wants to bless us. But all too often, we have obstacles in our lives that block his flow of blessing. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of my latest life application booklet, Don't Miss Out on God's Blessings, to help you remove those obstacles. And with the life application questions at the end of each chapter, you'll be able to chew things over to really apply God's word right into the realities of your life. Because God's word is alive and active, amen? So I'm praying that he'll help you remove any obstacles to the flow of his blessing in your life through this booklet. You can request your free copy right now at ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Just click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be on its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com.
www.bernieDiamond.com. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.